In terms of what is the best second line regimen, this is a matter of debate because we do have novel agents that have been approved in this disease, including brentuximab vedotin, which is the antibody drug conjugate to CD30, and checkpoint inhibitors. The complete remission rate with brentuximab is about 30%. And when you want to get a patient to a stem cell transplant, the data suggests that having a complete remission going into transplant is a very strong predictor of long-term disease-free survival. So we tend to use combination regimens. We've done a study. There's a study with brentuximab plus bendamustine. That is a very active regimen, is one option. Or ICE chemotherapy or other standard salvage, couple cycles, patient in remission, go to autotransplant. For those patients who have localized disease or have disease after salvage that's in a radiation field, we do at that point then typically incorporate radiation if a patient hasn't already had radiation, or we'll do it after transplant if they're in complete remission. For those patients who do not have radiatable disease or have a poor response to salvage, that's where we'll start using drugs like brentuximab or checkpoint inhibitors, both of which have very good activity. Brentuximab is used as maintenance for a year in patients who have undergone autologous transplant and high-risk features, including extranodal sites or early recurrence. So that's something that we offer patients. And then the checkpoint inhibitors are very active, though it's interesting, patients don't typically have complete remissions, but they have shrinkage and then stability of disease over long periods of time. And now the question is, how are we going to move these very active drugs up front so that few of our patients relapse? And soon the Echelon study will be presented comparing ABVD versus brentuximab plus AVD in stage 3 and 4 disease.
So you mentioned these two novel, Hodgkin lymphoma is really a classic disease for chemotherapy. One of the first, maybe the first disease actually cured with chemotherapy. Yep. But you mentioned these two other alternatives are really interesting. Of course, we've heard a lot about checkpoint inhibitors all over oncology.